Let's trip the light fantastic. This is just a short discussion about light. Yes, I'm talking about the kind that shines. Did you know that some light is visible to the human eyes and some light is not? To illustrate this, I must introduce you to a friend of mine named Roy G. Biv. If that sounds like a strange name, you're right. It's not a real person, it's a mnemonic. This name helps us, I mean Americans, remember the names of the colors of the visible light spectrum. The visible light spectrum. You have seen this spectrum before. It's called a rainbow. Can you see Roy G. Biv to the left here? Red, orange, yellow, Roy, green, G, blue, indigo, violet, Biv. Can you find Roy G. Biv in this actual rainbow spectrum? You'll see that the red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet, they're a little bit faint, but if you look carefully, you can see those different color variations, although some are very faint. The invisible light spectrum. Did you know that there is a lot more light on either side of this spectrum, below the red and above the violet? The light spectrum below the red is called infrared, or IR. The light spectrum beyond the violet is called ultraviolet, or UV. UV light is further divided into UVA and UVB light. So why do we care about IR and UV light if we cannot see it? Well, it has special uses if we know how to harness it. For example, special binoculars can be used to see IR light, allowing us to see in the dark. These are called night vision glasses. The military uses these for night combat. UV light. UV light is from the sun and is the light that burns our skin when we get a sunburn. Tanning booths use UV light to tan you inside a building without any sunlight at all. UV light can also damage the retina at the back of your eye. Sunglasses are specially made to block UVA and UVB light to protect your eyes from this damage. Some clothes are designed to block UV rays as well to minimize your chances of getting sunburned through the skin, through the thin material of your clothes. To my knowledge, I've never gotten sunburned through my clothes. So this may be a gimmick to sell more clothes. You may ask, if light is made of all these visible colors, why can't I see them all the time? Good question. When all these colors are blended together, they form what we call white light, which is the normal sunlight we see outside. Being a blend of all the colors, it is transparent and is invisible to us. So if we have white light, you might guess that we must have something called black light, huh? You would be correct. We use the term black light to refer to UVA light. You can buy black light bulbs in novelty and party stores. Some nightclubs use black light to produce a snazzy effect. UV light makes white things and fluorescent things shine very brightly in the dark.